Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, Stavi. Big fan. Super excited to get to call you today with something that I think is kind of fun. So I recently discovered through a guy that I was dating that I might have a special kind of niche kink. Mm. I'm a big girl, BBW. Oh, yeah. And I like having my belly played with.
Whoa.
And I also like being fed, like hand fed. Yummy, shit. Yummy treats. So,
hell yes, sister.
It's weird because I was never into this before, and now it's pretty much like mostly what I care about. And yes. I want a date. And in fact, I am in the early stages of seeing someone. And I haven't told him anything about this yet. We've been on 6 dates. We haven't had sex. We've made out a little bit, but that's
six
about it.
Dates. You're free. You're an undercover freak, and you haven't even so much as sucked dick in 6 dates.
I think that's common.
To not fucking
some
6 dates.
Some people just have a harder shell, and once you get past it, then they're like,
no. But I'm saying six.
Six is a lot. Six is a lot.
I mean, am I being a prude here?
No, I don't think it's
prudish.
I think prudish.
Six is when it starts getting... Five to me is kind of like a reasonable... What I mean? Like, yeah. I don't... Especially, it's like... I mean, maybe these are very casual dates.
You could be counting like the coffee you got or whatever.
Six is
give the benefit of the doubt.
Six to we've only made out a little is a little strange. Because I could see like going on a couple dates, making out, not fucking whatever, but...
I agree with you. She does touch on... She does hammer it home a little bit more.
Keep going.
Yeah, let's just hear her out.
Very shy, very sweet, super like skinny, nerdy guy. Yeah. Exactly what I'm into.
Hell yeah. I mean, this is,
but
pause this. I've seen these
worry
at the anime club a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Skellington and a nice BBW.
That's my favorite.
I love that combo,
that's
dude.
That's my favorite.
And I get it, dude. I get it. I've often talked about, the two belly problem.
Yes.
We all know Netflix's hit adaptation of the book, The Three Body Problem.
Yes.
But do we know about the Stavros Halkias theory of why it's hard to fuck other fat people called the two belly problem? Especially when your dick's little. So anyway, he can get in there like a pipe cleaner and really get in those cheeks. So I love this. This is very cute. This is a cute couple. Keep going, Eld.
Me bringing up this kink is going to be like a lot for him. So I wondered if you had like any ideas as to how I could broach the subject with him, especially since we haven't like had sex at all yet. It is really important to me. It's not something that I can just like forget and like not partake in. It's a huge part of my sexuality now. So if you have any recommendations on how to get this man to feed me and or jiggle my belly, that would be awesome.
She's a fucking sultan sexual. She's a Buddha sexual. She needs to get her belly rubbed to nut.
That's awesome. So that's what I was going to say. For starters, she has, it's been 6 dates, they haven't fucked, but it sounds like for her, this is like changed her fucking sexual life.
Sure, absolutely.
And she can't even like think about getting
intimate.
I would love
to know the origin story. What happened?
I know.
Yeah.
We do definitely need more.
She's getting railed. The guy like bumps his head. There's some Reese's Pieces on the shelf. They fall into her mouth. And she's like, oh. He's like, are you okay? Are you all right? And then she's nuts even harder. Maybe that's what happens.
It feels like, it does feel like child, like kind of a little right bit eldest? Connected to child. Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Sorry. Right, eldest?
I think so.
Okay, go ahead.
That's very possible.
Thank you. Ben, go ahead. You think it's connected to childhood?
I think it is like being fed, being kind of tickled.
Cared for, kind of tickled. Yeah, I mean, that's... A cared for fat child.
Yes, yeah.
Was definitely getting, like, for me, it was getting my cheeks pinched.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I don't get it, but I gotta say, I do kind of like when a bad bitch rubs my belly.
Yeah, yeah. Not
even in like it helps me nut, but I'm just like, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. It makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your body. I think that it's an interesting question because it is weird to talk with someone about that before, like if you've only made out. I think that's what the wall here is. It's like you have to go a little bit into that water.
Absolutely.
And then kind of like get a sense of, you'll get a sense better. Like sometimes you start hooking up with someone and it's instantly, you're like, oh, you're a freak.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like,
right.
You get that vibe. I feel like you have to hook up a little bit and still take it slow, but then just kind of like after you've had that experience, then you can be like, what are you into? Like, I just need you to know.
Yeah,
I'm
you
into
lay the
this.
Base. You lay the base, the sexual, like, yeah, you know,
foundation
down, and then because I think that's common. Even if you would, even if you're somebody who fucks on the first date or the second or third date, it's like, whenever the first encounter happens, you don't come out guns fucking blazing.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean? Even if you're a real fucking freak, you might be a little freakier than someone who's not, but you don't give them the full ever. You might hint towards it,
yeah,
and maybe you might react more if he happens to rub your belly or some shit, but like you got to lay the sexual foundation, you got to feel comfortable because you might also get a vibe. I mean, some of this is physical too, totally. Right, like you might just catch a vibe that helps you understand how to, or things might happen naturally. There might be some,
and a lot,
you know,
of people, I mean, a lot of people's turn on is just what turns the other person on,
for sure.
So there's a lot of, I feel like there's a ton of people that,
especially
would
a skinny
it.
nerdy dude.
Yeah.
I think you're very, it's possible that it's either that, he just wants to make you feel good no matter what, or because sometimes you hear about like shy people being the biggest freaks,
mm-hmm.
especially these fucking gamer guys.
Well, I think
guys.
It makes sense. It's like,
it might be into some weird shit.
It's kind of heavy. It's big stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of feels like I want to trust you before.
Right. True.
Before
true,
I tell
true,
you.
True, true.
I know. That's what I'm wondering. It's like, what, so she just can't fuck anymore? Absolutely not, if she can't do this shit. Or it's like, just fuck the guy one time.
And, yeah, I know. Yeah, I think what I'm hearing here is that, I mean, she's been on 6 dates with this person. She seems to really like him. And it's enough for her to stay in the game.
Yeah.
You know, so true. It seems like she wants it to work with this guy. And so her worry is like, if this was somebody she's probably hooking up with, she'd probably ask them to do it. If they said no, she'd be like, hit the bricks. But for her, it's like, this is a new deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
She's found out what she has to have sexually, right? Which, good for you, sister, if we could all be so lucky. and she's kind of wants to make sure, like, if he's not into it, he's not into it, but I don't want to blow it because of the way I tell it to him. I think that's her worry.
Okay, I actually do think in this situation, if it's so important to you, you are going a little too slow. In a sense, because it's like you actually kind of have
invested.
To know a little bit before
if,
you get invested.
Yeah, if you're sexual, yeah.
So you might need to like check
you
it out.
You should fuck soon.
Either
definitely.
Earlier or later.
You need to fuck this guy soon and lay the sexual foundation.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose some people, when they wait that long, might want to have a conversation beforehand, right? Like, and you can kind of start with I feel like the belly rub's not even a tough ask.
Yeah.
No. Not a big deal. And spoon fed, that sounds hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the feeding is closer to weird than
really?
The belly rub, I think.
I know a couple of eclairs on the side of the bed don't sound so bad
what
to me.
What are we feeding?
I don't feel... Listen, I'm not... Let me tell you something. I'm getting my dick sucked and a girl hands me a donut. You think I'm getting pissed off at that? I'm just saying, I can't imagine sitting a girl down and being like, you gotta feed me mozzarella sticks or you gotta go. Like, I can't imagine that, right?
Well, you're already asking so much of the woman to just be there.
Just
with
to
you
fuck
naked.
Me immediately. Yeah, just that. So, but anyway, I feel like a rub on a body part is so like, whatever. Even if it's like clearly some, you know, rub me.
Yeah.
rub my fat, whatever. It's like people are into that. People are into getting so many different parts of their bodies rubbed, where I feel like that could happen pretty fast without it even needing to be a whole conversation. You could just be like, could you rub me like what, just tell someone where to touch you.
Yeah.
That's always nice when somebody gives you directions.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
When,
yeah.
you know, somebody knows exactly, like, you got to squeeze your left tit at a certain, you know, angle, you know, whatever. Like, whenever somebody knows their shit, that's good. And then I think you just go off of that and then see where you can be like, you know what else I like? And start small. Don't go with the party sub right away. Yeah. Don't get the fucking Subway hoagie. You know what I mean? Start with a couple cherries. Yeah. Some classic strawberry, cherry.
A bonbon.
What's that?
A little bonbon. Yeah, a little bonbon. Truffle.
Yeah. Whipped cream. Yeah. Let's start there. Let's start in the... And then we can say, all right, get a kielbasa. Get the fucking grill going.
Get the crab dip.
Okay, let's get a Manhattan clam chowder out here.
The Pillsbury Doughboy, maybe.
Huh?
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
What about
he
him?
He likes to get his belly poked.
That's and by the way, if you don't think I got hoo-hooed, that was maybe one of my first
these first people bits poking that me. Really popped.
First bit that popped was going like, hoo-hoo. I dressed as the Doughboy one year.
Yeah.
That was a legendary year. Eldest was dressed as Bill Clinton getting head from Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was, we've talked about it before, my mom was flabbergasted.
How old were you?
We were young,
this was
dude.
Third grade, maybe fourth grade.
It was of him getting head?
Well, he had we've talked about it before, but whatever, fuck you guys. This is what happens when your Cheeks brothers deep in the Valley of Kush, deep in the Valley of the Kush, Volume 1. He had a mask that had like, there was clearly a Bill Clinton with his tongue out like,
It was a rubber Bill Clinton mask. His hair was all mussed up.
His hair was muffed up.
He had like lipstick kisses all over his face. Yeah. And he just had a wild little face with his tongue sticking out.
So Eldis got that.
So I had that mask and then I just put on the suit. I like untucked one side of it. I like disheveled the tie.
He was dressed like a guy who gets head in a suit.
And you know, one half was like out of my pants.
Your zipper was down.
The other half was like popping out of the zipper of the shirt.
Yeah, so awesome.
And yeah, I was like trick or treating like that this year.
And my mom was like mortified, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't understand. And she, you know, I don't think our moms ever had a disagreement ever, except for my mom being like completely taken aback that we were like not like I remember the conversation and my dad laughing, my dad being like, and my mom being like, why would a child want to have that as a costume? My mom being like,
I thought it was so awesome.
And it was.
I was like, this is hilarious.
We also didn't know what getting your dick sucked. We just kind of knew he had sex.
And you knew that adults were making fun of him.
We just knew that adults would get naked with the, you know.
And my parents did think it was like a hoot. They loved it. Yeah. They're like, oh, that's so good.
It is pretty funny.
It is very funny.
It's like Baudry immigrant humor attitude towards like sex.
Yeah. It really, really, there's so few times where I feel like we had different experiences, but that's when you show that you're the sub level of the Titanic, that you were, you know what I mean? You were right next to the boilers and I was still under below deck. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I don't get to be up top, but I was just like,
oh God.